You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host. And welcome to your pathway to success with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria is the owner at Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. It almost sounds like a superhero movie. ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com is the website. Again, ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can also reach her by phone, 602-864-7662. Again, Victoria Benoit is our guest. Victoria, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this all day.
All right, me too. So let's get to it. But before we do that, I even got to stop myself in my own tracks. Victoria, do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the work that you do is at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes.
That's a big tall order there. I think what I want people to know the most is that I absolutely love making a difference in the lives of others. I was raised in Milwaukee, and when I was 18, I moved to Chicago, and I used to do medical ultrasonography, and I used to specialize on doing ultrasound of pregnant women. I just absolutely loved it. You know, I felt like I was the person to introduce to the couple their unborn child, and it was so inspiring. And then I moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and started, you know, doing ultrasound there. And then I got an injury on my arm, and it was quite devastating. And that's how I got into getting my master's degree in counseling and doing, you know, what I do now. So,
all right. So now, take me through the process. When somebody contacts you for the first time, Victoria, what happens? Take us through that process of what it actually is and how working with you is going to change their lives.
Okay, wonderful. I think the premises that I would like to begin with is I come from the philosophy that everyone is whole and complete. And, you know, within our essence, you know, here we're born in these beautiful newborn babies,
right?
You know, and then life happens, you know, and you have these incidences that happen throughout life. It could be on the school, you know, the school grounds. It could be, you know, through our growing up years, and we come to conclusions about what happened to us, and we have conclusions about, you know, ourselves, about others, about just about life in general, about the capacity to have what we want in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're kind of living from these beliefs that become unconscious. And it's like we're wearing these big neon signs on our forehead. And according to the law of attraction, we are just being provided with proof or validation of these unconscious beliefs that we come to believe when we were like 2 years old.
Right.
You know, it could be like something like, I don't know, I'm unworthy. You know, well, that's not really true about anybody, but it is a conclusion that you may have come to if something happened in life. And so what I do is I help people to identify what are the patterns and the beliefs that are holding people back from having what they want in life. And it's really based on the work I do is based on the principle that everything in life has its own frequency or its own vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so like a rock is very dense, it's got its own vibration, but love has its vibration, bankruptcy has its vibration. So if you think of everything in life as on a big radio dial, all the lower frequencies, bankruptcy, anxiety, stress, illness, is going to be at the lower vibration, and all the great things, you know, is up higher. You know, it's a happy relationship. It could be, you know, health and vitality, you know, getting that job, getting the girl, getting the boy, and whatever it is that we want. You know, everyone wants something different in life. And so the good news about frequencies is you can shift them as easily as you can a radio dial.
Okay.
If you get in the car and you want to, from jazz to hip-hop or hip-hop to jazz, you press a button or you turn a knob, or these days you can just declare what you want and you'll get your vibration.
And then it'll listen to you and start sending you ads for things that you never thought about. It's like, what the heck?
Exactly, right.
Hey.
And so, yeah, so I help people to shift their frequency so they can experience a new reality.
Right. Now let me ask you this. So because I've heard you mention frequencies a couple times now throughout that description. Are you doing energy work? Is that what it would be considered? Or, you know, what
yeah.
would
be? Okay. Yes, I do a form of, I do five different methods right now okay. of helping people to, you know, energetically shift their vibration so they can have a new reality. And, you know, I can tell you how it works. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so, well, first of all, I studied with a woman by the name of Chloe Faith Wordsworth, and she developed this wonderful process called resonance repatterning.
Okay.
And I used to be a psychotherapist, and I really stopped doing psychotherapy in order to do this because, gosh, you know, I had a few sessions done by Chloe myself, and it felt like I was doing like a year's worth of psychotherapy in each session because we got to the originating event, the core pattern.
Right.
And so once the client gives me permission to access their energy field, because if you think about it, there's got to be a place in the body-mind system that knows where all these patterns are and what the conclusions are. I mean, how would I know that? I wouldn't know that information.
Right.
And a lot of times the client doesn't know. They don't know. They just are struggling. They can't figure out what's going on. They've been to therapy, but they still haven't identified that core belief or that core pattern. And so once the client gives me permission to access their energy field, and then I give the client permission to access my energy field, then the client has access to the repatterning method that they wouldn't have had access before, and I have permission to access all those patterns. And then I use this wonderful process. It's called resonance kinesiology,
okay.
which is called muscle checking or muscle testing.
Oh, I've
a lot
heard
of people
of
call it muscle testing.
Yeah, I've heard it called muscle testing, yes.
Testing, yeah. But we're not really testing anything. We're just checking in with a body
right.
to let us know what's happening. And so once the client gives me permission to do that, then I just muscle check through the innate wisdom of the client, and they tell me what they're needing in the methodology that I'm using, the resonance repatterning. So there's different categories that I might stop to. There's over 124 different repatternings. It could be the belief repatterning, the writing repatterning, the
right.
being repatterning. I may have two books just on relationships. I've got the meridian, which is an energetic system in the body. And then the one I want to talk a little bit about a little bit later is the chakra system and how that, by balancing out the energy system in the body called the chakras, it's more, you can have more of what you want in life because you're balanced.
Okay. Now, before we jump over to that, let me ask you this. And this is kind of a different question for you. So I'll just jump right to it, shall I, Victoria? It's more of because, you know, knowing your background, your medical background, your basically your Western medical background, was this a little tough to kind of like wrap your head around at first when you got exposed to it?
Absolutely. You know, when I had my first session, we had identified, because I had that injury on my arm, which made me re-career
right.
from doing ultrasound to counseling. And like in that one session, we got to the core belief. And what happens in a session is you do what's called a modality. And it could be like color therapy or sound therapy or essential oils or a breathing pattern. And she had me do this simple breathing pattern, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out, really, really quick. It's called rapid breathing. And that shifted the whole frequency. And I thought, oh my gosh, how in the world can one breathing pattern shift me from the vibration that I came in to my new vibration? And it's based on quantum physics. Of course, I didn't know anything about quantum physics when I just began. But quantum physics really talks about you can put one input of new information that's needed. That's the key. It has to be needed. And they can create a system-wide effect of great significance. So in the muscle-checking process, Chloe, who I had my session with, muscle-checked that out of all the hundreds of modalities, I needed that particular breathing pattern to shift my vibration. And it was a big, huge step. But the results that I had were so outstanding. I stopped doing talk therapy. I started studying with her. After 2 years, I was certified. And 2 years later, I was teaching all over the country to help people, you know, do sessions on themselves and build their own practices. I did that for about 15 years.
Right.
And it is, I don't know, I think it's the next best thing since sliced bread.
Hey, I've got to take a break, but real quick, before we do that, what is the, because you know what it sounds like to me as well, when you talk about, you know, trying to find that event, the reason why someone might think a certain way, but they don't remember right. It happening. Maybe they were too young as a child. And so it almost sounds like it could be, and correct me if I'm wrong, almost a form of hypnosis, because you're going into the subconscious mind, right?
Well, I hear you, and it's not.
Okay.
The client is totally conscious. When a client comes into my office, I actually have them lie down on a massage table so they can go really, really deep. It's called, I like to get people into what's called the alpha state of consciousness,
okay.
Which is in between like daydream and sleeping. So they're fully conscious. But I can, through the muscle checking, find out that event, and it can actually go back into the womb. So it's all based on permission. So once the client gives me permission to access that part in them, that their body, mind knows what that event is.
Right.
So I just muscle check. You know, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Something happened before birth. No, something happened at birth, yes. With the mother, no. With the father, yes. And so then, well, I wonder what happened with your, you know, mother. You know, they may not know, but a lot of people know, oh, yeah, my father wasn't there at the birth, or we was out to war. I didn't get to see him until I was 1 year old. I mean, something, you know, around that, or my father didn't want me, blah, 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 all that.
Right.
And so another foundation that I work with is suffering is optional. You know, we all have experiences that happen. But we don't have to live at the effect of them. We can really take responsibility for the quality of our lives by finding someone, even if it's not me, finding someone to shift the pattern and be free to live a fully expressed life. So, you know, we don't need 10 years to get over anything, even 10 sessions, just two or three sessions. Let's get going.
All right. Well, you know what? And again, it sounds like it's some great work that you do at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes, because that's what you're trying to help people do is get over these things that have been, you know, kind of keeping them from achieving what they want to achieve and feel better and do better. Again, her name is Victoria Benoit. She is the owner at Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. If you do want to reach out, she's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can call or you can visit them online, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's extraordinaryoutcomes.com, or give them a call at 602-864-7662. We'll be back with more right after these words, right here on Elevated Radio.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit kdmaandtheactorsstudio.com. That's kdmaandtheactorsstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming you back to your pathway to success with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria is the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes based out of Phoenix, Arizona. ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com is the website, or give her a call. directly, 602-864-7662. And again, Victoria, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun finding out more about the work that you do. And again, you can find her not only on her website, but Facebook, Twitter. I see you've got a YouTube channel as well that people can follow. Now talk to us about the chakras, because you mentioned that's a big part of the work that you do in terms of, you know, helping people change those frequencies.
Right, absolutely. So there are two energy systems in the body. One is the Chinese acupuncture system, and then there's the chakra system, and with the Ayurvedic medicine out of India. And the chakras are kind of reservoirs of spinning energy that create and maintain, like, someone's physical, emotional, and mental functioning. And when our basic life needs from growing up or, you know, from our childhood are not met, the channels then become blocked, and the energy becomes stagnant or excessive. And then the chakras' pulsations lose their natural rhythm.
Right.
And so the consequences could be emotional discharge, fear, anger, you know, frustration, emotional withdrawal. It could be depression, inability to, you know, be present with people, poor health, all that. And so what I'm doing, starting actually Tuesday, a week from today, is I'm doing a 10-week chakra balancing. I call it supercharge your chakras to live an ideal, realize ideal happiness.
Okay.
And it's a group, actually. It's a group. And so the benefit of being in a group is the more people in the group, the more the results are amplified. And it's called a proxy group, which means that you don't actually physically have to be present. So not only does it save you time, it also saves you money. Because my usually it's $19.50 for 10 sessions. And this is only $4.50, so I'm really making it quite reasonable for the listener there. And so I wanted to just go through a few of the advantages of, like, each of the chakra and what it would be like to balance the chakras.
Okay.
And
let me ask, how many are there?
There's seven main chakras, okay. But there's many sub-chakras. There's probably a chakra in your elbows. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
You know? But the root chakra, which is the core, you know, foundation, it actually is in the tailbone area. And this enables you to receive the frequency patterns from Mother Earth, which really provides the stability and predictability in your relationships and security. So if someone really doesn't feel very secure in life, it just could be that chakra is either out of balance, it could be tipped, it could be spinning in the wrong direction. And then the knees would be a sub-chakra to that root chakra, and this enables you to be grounded and more flexible. You know, you bend with your knees, so more flexibility. The pelvis has to do with, you know, releasing any sexual bonding earlier experiences that have been less than optimal, any abuse, things like that, any shame or guilt. And also has to do with your creativity. So, you know, I remember one time when I was coming back from, I think I was in grade school, you know, what did you do on your summer vacation? So I stood up in front of this group and, you know, my class, and of course they laughed at me. I had this fantastic, camping trip with my family, and I was laughed at. So that was one of my earlier experiences where I said, I am never, ever getting in front of a group again, right?
Right.
Of course, I got to heal that because I do get in front of groups all the time. And then the soles of the feet are moving forward, you know, traveling life. Why not travel through life with a bounce in your step, right?
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, I can't even get out of bed with my feet. Solar plexus is about claiming your personal power. It's about taking charge, having that ambition and the drive to manifest what it is that you want in life. The heart, of course, is about love and communicating easily, trusting your heart. Loving freely, allowing yourself to receive love. The hands are about touch, you know, and giving loving touch. The throat now is about new beginnings. It's about new possibilities. It's about speaking your truth and living your truth. And then the brow is a higher spiritual center. And it's in between the eyebrows there. Uh-huh. And it has a lot to do with, you know, the higher mind, some people who meditate a lot kind of focus on that brow area, and then the crown allows you to be in touch with that just the infinite within yourself, so that you can manifest that through your personality. So, you know, so balancing out the whole chakra system, one chakra at a time, by the end of that 10 weeks, you're going to be tuned up, ready to go.
Now, let me ask you this. So once they are, you know, supercharged, ready to go, everything's running well, right? Is it now something where do you have to keep coming back for, I want to say, tune-ups, so to speak, or is that something you can teach people to do that for themselves?
Well, that's a very good question. That is a very good question. If you're at a certain vibration or the frequency of having something balanced, and we got everything, like all the earlier experiences underneath that was holding that in place, then you wouldn't need to really come back. You would just be experiencing. But one of the reasons that I wrote the book that I wrote, which I wanted to talk about, is called What Would Love Do Right Now? A Guide to Living an Extraordinary Life, because I wanted to find an avenue where I could help even more people. So I have the repatterning. It's a slight version of the repatterning method actually in my book. It's called Inquiry to Resolution, where I actually have the reader do their own repatterning. So I have them identify the earlier experience. What happened? You know, what are the conclusions that you came to? What life need didn't get met? And then the healing always comes when you identify what did you really want your mother to say, or what did you want your father to say, or that coach. Remember that coach that did you wrong, didn't pick you for the team.
Right.
What did you want that person to say? And then I have the reader visualize that person right in front of them, and I have them say to them, to the reader, what it is that they really wanted to hear, and then I have them tap. Anytime you do a modality, it's going to shift the vibration. So I have them just tap on their breastbone, uh-huh. and that's going to fuse in that new message. So then they can live from that message, because these earlier experiences can be shifted. So that's available on Amazon. It's called What Would Love Do Right Now? A Guide to Living an Extraordinary Life. And I wrote that purposely so that people could do their own repatternings on themselves in the privacy of their own home. And so to the degree that someone would really want to take themselves on, I call it, to really go to those incidences. I mean, you have incidences all over, the playground, in your church or synagogue, I don't think anyone has a shortage of these.
Oh no!
I mean,
let's face it. You go through experiences like that every day. Maybe even through work, or maybe just socially with friends. I mean, things are going to happen, definitely.
Absolutely, or even at the dry cleaners.
Oh my goodness! Don't even get me started. No, I'm kidding. I usually hold my tongue at the dry cleaner. I want to make sure my clothes come back to me. So now let me ask you this. What was your inspiration for the book?
Well, I wanted to make a difference in the lives of more people, and all of a sudden this title popped up, What Would Love Do Right Now? And
right.
I thought, you know what, Victoria, you cannot write, you cannot be an expert unless you take some time to answer yourself that question. So I took a whole year off, and I answered myself that question, Victoria, what would love do right now? Oh my God, love would not do what I was going to do, because I want to just, wring this person's neck.
Right.
And that the beautiful thing that I came to know, though, is love isn't all warm and fuzzy. It could be love, what would love do right now, would stand up for myself. No, that is inappropriate. I will not do that. Or no, that's below the belt. That hurts my feelings. You know, so love isn't always about getting over something or being coming from your heart all the time, although that is wonderful, especially if you don't usually do that. But it really is about, really asking yourself this question, what would love do right now?
Right.
And it's really made a huge difference in the lives of many people. And, like I said, it was just my way of reaching a larger, impacting more people, which is really my mission in life, is to make a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah.
As much as I can. So.
And again, the book is available on Amazon.com. All you got to do is either put in Victoria's name, Victoria Benoit, or just put in the title, What Would Love Do Right Now? A Guide to Living an Extraordinary Life. You can get it in paperback for $12.99. And it's on Prime, so you can get it like by Thursday. If you order in the next, I'm reading this right from Amazon. If you order within the next 12 hours and 15 minutes, you can have this book by Thursday. How about that? Or you can download the Kindle version as well and get it immediately. And again, it's something, like you said, you know, it's put out there for, you know, helping people get to that next level, you know, and changing those frequencies.
Yeah.
And again, we've been talking with our guest. She is the author of that book. Again, it's called What Would Love Do Right Now? It's available on Amazon.com. And there's a link for it right there on the website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That is the website for Victoria Benoit. If you do want to reach out to her, you can go through the website. You can read a little bit about her. You can see what she's all about in terms of the healing methods, how to start, the specials that she's offering as well. She does a monthly repatterning special. She's also got a blog connected on there, and you can follow her on Facebook and Twitter, among other things. And click through to get the copy of that book. You can also check out reviews for it. Victoria Benoit is her name. She's the owner at Extraordinary Outcomes, the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes, based out of Phoenix, Arizona. Give her a ring at 602-864-7662, or again, visit her online, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. And Victoria, a lot of fun today. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I just want to say one more thing is that people can have phone sessions, so you don't have to actually be in Phoenix to have a session. So that's really important to know. And thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I just do want to say that my book got to number one on Amazon, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, congrats.
And that was something that I worked hard for, so it was really a great accomplishment.
Well, that's great, and congratulations for that. And again, if you do want to work with her, it doesn't matter where you're located. Like she said, she can work with you online. You can book online as well. Just go to the website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com, and see about getting that process started. Victoria, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.